We've been running this banter since way back in school, where the dorm room debates turn the cool into rules. Talking loud about the world like we're changing the game, but it's just us two, yeah, two sides of the same.
Pull up a chair for the truth, let it spin. Two regular guys with the world to dive in. We don't need to agree, just let the talk flow. The vibes and the rhythm, the rest we let go. When the convo's done and the bottle runs dry, we'll toast to the clash, to the lows and the highs. Two voices, one friendship, no need to compare. So come as you are and pull up a chair.
Random thought.
Mm-hmm.
If a tree falls in the forest and no one is there to hear it, does it make a sound?
Yes.
If you go to the gym and you did not take a selfie and post it on social media, did you really go work out?
I'm going to say yes to that too.
Then why did ABC not know this? Hey, welcome to the show. I'm Yanni Rude.
And I'm Just Terrell. You ever been out somewhere and overheard two people having crazy conversations?
Yeah, well, we are those people. We've been having these conversations since college.
Yep, it's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts podcast. Random Thoughts, episode 28. Be sure to like, subscribe, rate, leave a review.
You know, I don't watch The Bachelor.
Mm-hmm.
I don't watch The Bachelorette. I've watched one season of The Bachelor because you forced me to, right?
And we did one season of The Bachelorette.
We did. Damn it, I forgot about that. See how quickly.
And we did another season of The Bachelor with Joey.
Did we?
Yeah, didn't we do his season?
I don't think so.
Because his mom commented on our deal. Oh, no, that was when he was
On The Bachelorette.
On The Bachelorette. Yeah, right.
That's right. We did The Bachelorette because we decided that, you know what? We wouldn't be sexist.
Right.
And we give the woman a shot.
Yeah.
And she was just as bad as the man. So, but to be fair, she was not as bad as this one. And right. I don't know if you put all the blame on Taylor Frankie Paul in this one, right? And for those getting caught up like me, because I had no idea what was going on here, a previously unreleased video surfaced showing reality star Taylor Frankie Paul involved in a violent altercation with her ex-boyfriend. Now, mm-hmm. I'm like, reality star, what was she in before? I saw something like Mormon Wife. Is she a Mormon Wife? What was this about?
Yeah. Yeah, that's, I forget what that name of the show is, but it's something about Mormon wives. It's crazy.
Mm-hmm. Now, in this video, and I saw the video, very aggressive, and it says she was seen throwing objects during the incident. Actually, it was more like a paywall, because the video I saw show her grab the stool.
Yeah.
This did not end well. As she's throwing the stool freezes, and I'm like, production, right? Because this is what it looked like. And I'm not trying to make light of it, because this is violence, and we got to really give the same respect that we would if the roles were reversed, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what bothers me about this. I mean, well, it bothers me that she acted this way.
Mm-hmm.
It bothers me that she threw this chair and was doing all this in front of her child and then accidentally hits her child with one of those chairs that she threw. You know, so all that is terrible. But what bothers me even more about this is that the network knew this stuff.
Are we sure they knew?
As much vetting as they do for all these people in these reality shows,
mm-hmm.
they knew something. Now, it wasn't until the video came out, right? Similar to Ray Rice, right? We all knew that he hit his girl and he got 2-game suspension. Mm-hmm. NFL cracked down, 2-game suspension, thought they were doing good.
Yeah.
Then the video comes out and you don't see Ray Rice in the NFL ever again.
Right.
Since then, right? And so that's what bothers me about this. I hate the double standard, because if it was the other way around,
yeah,
what was his name, Dakota? He'd have been canceled.
Immediately, without the video footage, you think? Because again, okay, I get what you're saying. And it's easy to say if it had been the other way around, such and such. But you just gave an example where that wasn't the case until the video came out.
Right. But if they knew that there was a chance that he had assaulted, domestic violence with a woman, and then he's going to be the bachelor, I don't think they would have gave it a shot.
So we're giving the bachelor, we're holding the bachelor to a higher standard than we're holding certain offices in the country, and of course positions on football fields. Because remember, what was his name from the Kansas City Chiefs? He's from Cleveland. I actually used to live in that building where that assault happened in the lobby. But then, and then Ray Rice, again, he had a 2-game suspension until the video came out. So can we really say if, or is it just, okay, or is ABC just holding them to a higher standard? Is that what it is?
Well, I think that ABC, had they known that The Bachelor, that this was something potentially there, they wouldn't have went and filmed all of it. I just don't believe that.
Right.
Whereas I think because it was Taylor that they did, and maybe she was like, nope, it's all good. Maybe nothing happened, because she's not going to tell on herself.
Of course not.
For what she did. So maybe she downplayed and they just took her word for it, where I think a man, it would have been different. I think the standard should be the same. Everybody, don't touch each other. Right?
True.
Don't get of it. You should not be doing that at all. But the fact that the video came out and now they've done all this canceling, and I think ABC is also getting sued by some of the other cast members on the show because they're upset. There's a lot at stake here, but I think they knew as much background checks and assessments and all those things that they do to get on those type of reality shows. I just don't believe that they had no idea.
Is this out of character for her?
I don't know her, so I can't say that.
Okay. And I asked that because, and you know, it's interesting because I looked up her height, right? And it says 5'6", and even Reddit thread pops up like, is she really 5'6"? Because she seems a lot shorter than that. Because when you see her, she looks petite, which tells me that man was probably a damn giant that she was in Dakota. Dakota, one of them good old boys, got a name like Dakota. No. Because he had to be 6-something if that's the case, right? Because she looks really small compared to him. And is it because they looked at her and said, this petite woman obviously couldn't have done anything that bad. Even if the video comes out, we should be fine. She probably just, leave me alone.
Yeah, because he's huge. She can't hurt him. Right. And kudos to him for having the wherewithal to record it.
Yes.
And also not hit back.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't know if I could have been that patient, you know, that calm. If you're throwing stools at me.
You probably would have gotten out of there a lot faster than he did. He was in no hurry to leave. Now, there is an issue there, because if it's their place and his things are in there, she's acting like that. I have seen what happens when you leave somebody in a place with your stuff in there. Not my stuff, because I'm too crazy for people to do that kind of nonsense too. But I had a friend of mine when I went to Fayetteville State, and we literally stood there and watched his girl tear his room apart, pour bleach on his clothes. And it wasn't until she grabbed his granddaddy's watch that he was like, oh, hold up, and tried to grab the watch back. And we're like, hey, brother, you can't do that. Right? Is that why maybe he just didn't want to leave? Because you would have left the situation a lot faster.
I would love the situation a lot faster, but you got to ask yourself, how did TMZ get the video? And this video was like 2023?
Yeah.
2024, was it? It was a while ago. So strategic move on his part, because he recorded it and said, I'm going to need this at some point, and made a little money off of it. Don't blame him, but I would have got out of there.
And the show is going to debut when? Huh.
Yeah. Hey, oh, you going to what? Okay, great.
You'll never believe what I have.
Yeah, because he probably knew she was going, well, they couldn't have been dating and then she was going to be the Bachelorette, because that'd be weird. Oh. You're my girl and you're about to go on the Bachelorette.
Go ahead, baby, make us some money.
Yeah, but he saved all that for a reason, and then somehow it got to TMZ. I don't know who gave it to him. Right. I've seen articles that says Dakota sold it, but you just never know, right? But still, if he didn't have that video footage, then the world wouldn't have seen Taylor do this. And I think if she's that bold enough to do that, knowing he's recording it,
right,
that would lead me to believe that this was not just a one-time incident.
Of course not. This usually isn't. When you catch it on video, it's not the one time, right? Now, there are some people who might ask questions like, well, what happened before? What made her do this? I would like to see the rest of the video.
Hey, Dakota, what did you do?
Do you think Dakota got ripped by his boys? Like, come on, man. She only 5'6". What are you doing?
No, because he did the right thing. You can't hit her.
He did the right thing. But you can't tell me there were no jokes about Dakota. Stop it. Because I'm sorry, you know, and as serious as the situation is, as I'm watching it, I'm hearing him, I'm like, and I get what he's doing. He's trying to stay calm. He doesn't want to get aggressive. You got to do that.
Yeah.
But you got to know, your boys, after you find out you're okay, they're probably going to rib you a little bit.
I wouldn't rib somebody like that. Yeah, I just wouldn't, because you're not in the situation. It's easy for us to be Monday morning quarterback and say what we would do if I was in that situation. It's easy to do. Mm-hmm. I would hope I would have the patience and discipline to get out, exit the situation quickly. But then again, if I'm dating someone famous, if I'm with Halle Berry and she loses her shit on me, you bet I'm going to record that.
I bet you will. It's like, this can come in handy later.
Exactly. You never know. You never know what could be happening. Swordfish 2? Really? No. TMZ.
So, good move by ABC, or just a little bit too late? Let's put a bow on this, because they reacted to the video coming out saying this is too risky. We can't go forward with this season after we've shot it. We've done the editing, and I'm glad that everybody else is suing them, because why not? Because you're holding up my stuff, even though read the fine print and said they could anyway. Good move by ABC, or too little too late?
Well, no, it's a good move by ABC, because what does that say about your network? That it's okay for you to, you know, highlight women on a show that are abusive to men. Mm-hmm. And then what would you do if a man did it? Right. Now it's a double standard. So they kind of have to.
Okay. You know, we have this new segment we've introduced to Random Thoughts, and that is the comment section. And it means diving into the comments, because we ask you guys to comment all the time below. If whatever we're talking about, we'll give you a word in just a few to leave below. But also, anything we're on, you have something to say about the Taylor Frankie Paul situation, leave that comment below and we'll be glad to respond to it. Like, we will respond to this one. As we're talking about the first date, that whole dating scenario where the guy went on a first date that the woman invited him on, and when the check came, he slid it to her, and she goes, no, the man's always supposed to pay. Well, little homebody says, hey, guys, anytime I've invited a guy out, I have paid. But that's just me. There's no way I would invite someone out and expect them to pay. I would even do the same with friends, unless it's a mutual agreement.
Agreed. Okay. I totally agree with that. I think that's how it should be. Even if I was like, hey, Yanni, what are you doing tonight? Let's go to Perry's. I'm not going to split the check and be like, all right, you had the ribeye and the red salad. I had the New York strip. You had two old fashions. I only had one. So you need a check. I wouldn't. If I invited you out, let's go do that. Let's go eat. Which, remember, I did. Remember that time when we went to Houston? And I went to Houston. It was 2024. Mm-hmm. So let's go to Perry's. And my treat.
Yeah, and but you also put that out in the front, like, oh, my treat, because we say, all right, let's go grab something cool. We ain't going on a date, so I'm not expecting you to pay, because you ain't getting nothing at the end of this. I'll tell you that. Get that out your head now. Get that out your head in the past. We're not even looking to the future.
Same old Yanni, just not putting out.
At all. You got to work hard to get this. And sir, you cannot. I'm a married man. Now, this came on the heels of some other things that popped up as well, especially talking about your love for bonnets. And this came from WLJ4501, which is a great name. I'm not sure whether that's from the mother's side or the father's side of the family, but it's a great name. Said, I enjoy watching the two of you because I appreciate getting a male perspective, particularly regarding relationship topics. Why, thank you. We appreciate that. I think Terrell is handsome and his height is perfect, because remember, people were calling you short.
Yeah, one person. Off to a good start so far. Loving it.
But the minute you said that, it just started to go bad. But honestly, based on his perspective about several things I've heard the two of you discuss, I don't think I could ever feel comfortable being myself if we were considering dating. Mm. Before I go any further, how does that make you feel?
I don't feel anything. You know, I think, and I think the people who watch us that know me personally, mm-hmm. there's two Terrells. There's Terrell on the podcast, there's Terrell in real life. I say a lot of stuff on the podcast because it's fun.
Yeah.
And it gives me a chance to say it. I don't really, and 95% of what I'm saying is true, what I really feel and think. There's 5% that we kind of play with, but you know,
I'm not humor. Yes.
Yeah. I'm not for everybody. That's fine. If she thinks I'm handsome and I'm a decent height, but I'm not her type just because of my views, great. You know, see nothing wrong with that.
Well, let's see, because, and by the way, just to clear that up, he's nicer on the podcast. In my opinion, what, am I lying?
Yes.
She continues. In my opinion, I'm assuming it's a she, by the way. In my opinion, mm-hmm. some of Terrell's viewpoints aren't compatible with a black woman. And as a black woman, oh, yes, indeed. So there we go. See, I was right in my assumption. As a black woman, yeah. I would never want to be put in a situation where the man I'm with doesn't accept me fully or is unwilling to make allowances for me, even the parts that might not be his favorites. I'm assuming it's a black woman with braids. Hold on. Let's just finish the rest of this. Just as I would for him, I would want him to be made to feel comfortable and appreciated for who I am. I want the man I'm with to make room to experience all of me. That would scare me. The good, the bad, and the sometimes the not so pretty. If we're at the point where I can be seen in a bonnet, that should be the last thing on his mind. You should worry about this knowledge you're about to get.
Not with a bonnet on. you know, It's so interesting to me how passionate people are about a thing like a bonnet. Like that defines you, who you are. And I didn't say I would not like someone with a bonnet. Didn't say that.
Uh-huh.
All I said was we're going to have some intimate time. Take the bonnet off. And then you can put it back on. I didn't say don't bring a bonnet in my house. I didn't say don't come around me ever wearing a bonnet. I didn't say that. But it's so many people are so sensitive with this bonnet issue. And I'm like, let it go. So what? I don't like someone that has a bonnet on that wants to have sex. No, okay. I don't like it.
Does she have to take the rollers out? Does she have to take the rollers out too after the bonnet comes off? Or are you fine trying to fling those rollers across the room? I'm just asking questions here.
I'm just saying it's not that big a deal. Like, I don't understand why people are so sensitive about a thing like a bonnet. It is not like you wear a bonnet for religious reasons. It's something you just wear it.
Sir.
And I don't care what race you are. I wouldn't want to be in bed with someone and get ready to have intimate time with the bonnet on her head.
Sir.
Period.
The bonnet is the last thing you should be worried about. Are you making love to her hair?
Well, depends. Oh boy,
here we go.
Depends. But I'm just saying it's a bonnet. What's the big deal? And it's so funny. I like how people say, well, Terrell doesn't like black women just because I said I don't like someone in a bonnet. I'm trying to think what other some things I've said that would lead her to believe that I'm bougie. Would that be braids. It? Well, yeah, but what did I say about braids? It said if they're nice and neat and tight braids, yes. If they look like dreadlocks, no.
So we've got a concession. Nice, neat, tight, fresh. After 2 days, you better go get them refreshing.
Huh. No, I give you 4 or 5. I'm not an animal.
You know,
at least 4 or 5.
Jesus.
Give you a week. What if I pay for it, though? I get it takes time, but I'll help pay for the upkeep. Does that make it any better?
No. I don't think it does. I'm going to let you keep believing it does, but I don't think it does. Hey, shout out to everybody who's here right now. Whether you're watching this first as one of the regulars or watching this later as part of the randoms, we do appreciate you. Please do us a favor. Hit that like button. If you're not subscribed, please subscribe. Hit the bell for notifications.
And if you really want to support the channel, join the regulars by becoming a member. It's less than $3 a month. You'll get custom emojis, early access to Random Thoughts and RGRT Pod reaction videos, and more, including members-only live streams for story time. With Terrell.
You know, since you've given a concession and you kind of like him now, I think we should pay homage to the wonderful style and the love-hate relationship you have with him. So for everyone that's here right now, let us know you made it this far. Please do us a favor and comment braids. Leave it in the comment section. Let Terrell know you've been here and you heard him say he's not completely against braids.
Not.
By 2027, we're going to have him say, it don't matter what it look like. Come with your bald head. We good.
No. we're not doing that.
I'm just checking. Yeah. And look, to all of our podcast fam, listen on your favorite platform, we appreciate you too. Please do us a favor. Leave a 5-star rating and a quick review. It really does help. The craziness of college basketball has descended upon us. And the first wave has happened. Or would that have been the second wave? As we're recording this Tuesday night. So some of you are getting this Wednesday, the rest of you are getting this Thursday as we get ready for the Sweet 16. Has it lived up to the hype for you? Have you watched it? What's the biggest takeaway from the basketball madness that's happening right now?
Yeah, I think what's exciting is when the NIL deal started happening, I was thinking to myself, okay, I know what it's going to do for college football. Mm-hmm. But you don't really hear a lot of no-name schools that are going to the college football playoff.
Right.
But I thought about March Madness. Mm-hmm. And remember when Butler went to the national championship and no one even knew who Butler was.
Right.
And that coach wound up going to the Celtics, I think, after that season, right? I said, there's going to be an impact there. You're not going to see a lot of those schools. Well, there have been plenty of schools that you haven't heard of that have surprised people in the tournament. St. John's beat Kansas.
Yeah.
Didn't expect that. There was a team called High Point. I forgot who they beat, but they weren't expected.
What was their mascot? Was it a leaf?
I don't know. Yeah.
High Point.
Wow. Thank you. So it's been interesting. It's just some of the little last minute buzzer beaters, all those things that happen. It's great. Longhorns going to the Sweet 16. They beat Gonzaga. I was watching that game thinking that, okay, yeah, we're probably going to lose this one. Let's just see how they do. And surprise, they beat Gonzaga. So it's really interesting, exciting. And you had some blowouts. I mean, Houston beat the hell out of A&M.
Yeah. I was watching that. I saw a part of that, and that was interesting. You know, college basketball would be affected more by NIL because you're one of five on the floor at a time, right, on your team. So you affect the outcome of the game a lot more than in football. So there's that much more, right? But you watched, it sounds like you watched a lot of the men's. I watched the women's, right? And actually, it's by default because I really haven't started my watch yet. But when I think of women's college basketball, I'm thinking of, I've been looking at supporting South Carolina, the Gamecocks, and of course Notre Dame, just because it's Notre Dame and Skylar Diggins. I know she's not there anymore, but Skylar Diggins will always live in my heart. So, therefore. You too, I see. You too, I see. Yeah. And any man with a heartbeat and a pulse. But I was at the Houston Dash game, right? This women's soccer league team, and the club, they had the game on, and it was UConn versus UTSA. So of course I stopped for a second. UTSA, you know, how this whole thing started. And the score was like 90-52. And one of the people there was like, man, they got their ass whooped. I'm like, nah, because I just got a notification. 103-34, that's an ass whooping. And that was South Carolina versus Southern. And that sounds bad until you go into the box score and realize they only scored 15 points in the second half. Well, it's not like they scored a whole lot more in the first, but it gets worse than that. Because in the third quarter, they scored 2 points.
Oh, so they rallied in the fourth. You got to look at the positives.
That's touche.
Yeah, you got to look at the positive side of the silver lining. They rallied in the fourth quarter. Good for them.
You know, I will say, though, for somebody who doesn't watch college basketball on a regular, doesn't even watch the NBA, you learn more about players watching March Madness and teams and a lot about, because you'll discover different people as you watch these games, because we're going to watch a lot of them. And when you do, you just learn, and the stories that come out of that, that's the exciting part about it. And I hope we never lose this kind of excitement in college basketball, because it's the only time I watch.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's a blowout, but is Dawn Staley, that's the coach for South Carolina. Mm-hmm. She's just phenomenal. Yes. Right. And even the coach at UConn, I forget his name, Gino. Mm-hmm. They're just phenomenal coaches. Yeah. And they build really, really great teams. They have a good depth of players that they're bringing in, that they're recruiting. It's going to be hard to beat them. What was sad is to see some of these other schools in their press conferences complaining about having to play UConn because they're so good. Oh, and I'm thinking to myself, why are you complaining? Just work harder, try to beat them. But the NIL deal comes into play because the amount of money that they can pay people at UConn, UTSA can't compete with that.
No. But it wasn't fair that UTSA had to play them on their home court, too.
Well, it's not about fair. You play.
No, true. Very true.
Yeah, but UTSA can't afford the players. Yeah, you know, if I can get $1 million to play at UConn, or UTSA is going to give me $50,000 and a bike, well, I'm going to UConn.
And I will say, I do miss the days of Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese. When they were playing, I watched way more women's basketball in one game than I watched men for an entire tournament.
Yeah.
So,
well,
there's that.
And did you see the minimum for WNBA go up?
Oh, it went up, yes, but it's still, here's the great thing about NIL. It will keep people in basketball, especially the women in college, a lot longer, because they'll make their money there and they'll go to the NBA just to go get the WNBA for sponsorship money. Because it's not about the salary. The salary's not there.
Well, the salary is better now because it went from 70 something to 300,000.
Okay, it is a lot better.
But it's a lot better. I mean, it's still nowhere near to the guys, but also the playing and the entertainment is nowhere near as good as the guys. So, I mean, that's just a fact. Ticket sales, butts and seats. It's not the same.
No, you mean the flopping isn't anywhere as near as the guys, because the women don't flop like the guys.
No, women ball out. Yes. The women ball out. It's just they got to sell more tickets to increase the revenue. But I'm glad to see they're at least getting into the 300,000 to 500,000 range.
At least, yes. It's about time. It needs to go up some more. But you know what? The best way to make that happen is you got to support the teams. Plain and simple. Support them. That's all.
Well, isn't there a WNBA team in Houston? When are you going?
There isn't one. But when one does show up, I will. Nice try, though.
I got to shut up because there could be one in Dallas. I just don't know about it.
There is. Paige Buckets is there. Are you kidding me?
Okay. Well, there you go. I'll put my money where my mouth is, and I will go to whatever that the Dallas team is called. I'll go.
Okay. And I'll tell you what, when you decide you're going, I'll go too. I'll fly up there, except I may not be able to do Delta. And this, I don't know if you've seen this, but Delta Airlines is temporarily suspending special airport privileges and perks for Congress members and staff. Then again, maybe I do need to go on Delta just because they're doing this kind of stuff. Because some of the perks they had, expedited security, airport escorts, red coat services. And because of this whole Department of Homeland Security shutdown, now they're going to treat them like typical passengers. Good thing or no?
Yeah, treat them like one of us. Well, it's a good thing. Yeah, I think it's a good thing because, and hopefully all the other airlines follow suit, because when you're out there making all these laws and all the different things that happens in Congress, it doesn't impact you a lot of times.
Yeah.
So it's easy to go in there and, we're going to have a government shutdown or we're going to have this. It doesn't impact you.
Mm-hmm.
But it's impacting your constituents. Yeah. And so, hey, you should feel what it's like. I mean, no matter what happens with gas prices, do you think Ted Cruz is worried about paying $4.30, $4.50 a gallon?
Of course not.
For premium? He ain't paying attention to that.
Mm-hmm.
He don't care.
No.
Right?
At all.
Because, so it doesn't impact him. Mm-hmm. You know, is he going to go to HEB to buy eggs? No. He ain't worried about all that. So it's good for them to feel. Yeah, what do you consider expensive?
Right.
But so I think it's good that they get a chance to feel some of the pain that the voters are feeling, because I haven't had to fly in a while, but I've been watching a lot of the stories
yeah.
of people stuck, and it is awful.
Oh, yeah. We have some folks who are like, you know, we're not even going to fly. We're going to take Von Lane all the way up to Dallas. That's how we're going, which I've been wanting to try that. I'm going to do it at some point. But, you know, so here's the deal that Delta's doing. Now you got to go by your SkyMiles status. So you don't board unless it's that. You don't get this expedited stuff, none of that stuff. And not everybody's upset with this, because Nancy Mace says, we applaud Delta. If the Senate can't get it together and fund TSA, let them feel what other American is feeling. I think she forgot an S. Stand with the people you're supposed to serve. Sounds good. However, when you're on X or any social media for that, people will pull receipts. And I saw mm-hmm. videos of her getting walked through. One video saw from here from Sherry Unfiltered said Nancy Mace and Debbie Wasserman Schultz getting escorted through TSA. And they had the video showing it, bypassing the lines the rest of us are stuck in. No wonder Americans are fed up with Congress. Just because you can skip the line doesn't mean you should. Wait a minute.
Wait a minute.
Hold on there now. Listen here, Gen Pop.
Yeah. Yeah, you can't get mad at the rules when it doesn't benefit you.
Right.
Right? Because think of the club. If you're pretty,
mm-hmm.
yeah, you skip the line and you get in for free.
Yes.
If you're not, you wait in line, you're going to pay.
But she's with me. And she goes, yeah. You can wait out here
yeah.
with her, but
yeah.
she's
you can wait out here
with you.
She's going to be inside. She'll be at the bar getting a drink, a free drink, I'm sure. Someone's going to pay for it. But if I had the ability to skip the line, I sure would skip the line. If I had that type of perk, I wouldn't be like, no, because I want to stand in solidarity with everyone else. No, forget them. I'm trying to get to New York. I gotta go.
It's the reason why when I'm on a plane, if I'm on an aisle seat, I will stand up when the plane lands, because I don't want them fools in the back. If you wanted to get off the plane that fast, buy a premium seat. You stay back there, let all of us, there's no need for you to walk past me. Come stand up next to me. I don't want that. I'm a stretch instead. And I have my routine when I stand up to them, like, oh. Yeah. Yeah. Sorry, it was a 30-minute flight. I know. My muscles are so tight.
You sitting there trying to box out the people in coach. It's like, no, y'all stay back.
Hey, I'm in coach too. I'm just boxing out those backseaters.
Yeah. I don't care about that. I just let people do. You never know what people are going through, what's going on in their head. I just let it go. There's other stuff that's more important for me to be worried about than that.
I know, but sometimes you just can't help being petty.
No, you can't help being petty.
Okay, and it's all the fault of somebody else, okay?
Okay.
This is not my fault.
Okay, Petty LaBelle, you do what you got to do.
Yep. Okay, I'm going to leave it alone.
Petty Tendergrass? Yeah.
I know I'm not the only one. I know I'm not. Matter of fact, if you can be petty too, do us a favor. Let us know you made it all the way to the end and comment petty below. Okay? And if you'd like to share your petty, please do. We'll definitely put it in the comment section of the next episode of Random Thoughts. All right? So right below, petty. Share your petty if you like, and we will talk about it in the next comment section on the next episode of Random Thoughts. In the meantime.
Yeah.
Everybody, hit that like button. If you're not subscribed, please subscribe. Hit the bell for notifications.
Jones.
Hey, I'm Yanni Rude.
And I'm Just Terrell.
Make sure you follow us at Yanni Rude, at Just Terrell, and at the RGRT Pod.
Yeah, send us some of your random thoughts, some of the bullshit from the internet. We may talk about it on the show.
It's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts Podcast. Cheers.
Cheers.
We've been running this banter since way back in school, where the dorm room debates turn the cool in the rules. Talking loud about the world like we're changing the game, but it's just us two, yeah, two sides of the same. Pull up a chair for the truth, let it spin. Two regular guys with the will to dive in. We don't need to agree, just let the talk flow. The vibes and the rhythm, the rest we let go. Sports
courts got us heated, yeah, the refs missed the calls. Politics, man, we'll argue till the walls fall. Pop culture don't get us started on trends, but the laughter, my dude, that's where it all ends. You say tomato, I say nah, bro, it's time motto. You think we clashing? Nah, it's the dance of bravado. No winners, no losers, just stories to share. So pass me that bottle and pull up a chair.
Pull up a chair for the truth, let it spin. Two regular guys with the world to dive in. We don't need to agree, just let the talk flow. The vibes and the rhythm, the rest we let go. Pull up a chair for the truth, let it spin. Two regular guys with the world to dive in. We don't need to agree, just let the talk flow. The vibes and the rhythm, the rest we let go. When the convo's done and the bottle runs dry, we'll toast to the clash, to the lows and the highs. Two voices, one friendship, no need to compare. So come as you are and pull up a chair.